Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. This is, of course, Extra Lippy, and this is all about you. I do not know why I said it like that, but I did. I'm Robin Richford, and of course, I'm also joined by the lovely Sophie Brown.
Yes, you are. Thank you. And we love this part of our week. This is when we give you some advice. We talk about anything that you've sent in. You can, of course, do that to contact at looselipspodcast.com or send it to at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram. We've got a very interesting one that's come in.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, so this is from Layla. Lovely name.
That's a lovely name.
It rolls off the tongue, that Layla.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like Layla.
Do you ever have friends become jealous or off with you when you're doing well at work, etc.? I get a vibe from my friends sometimes that they aren't 100% there for me. I work in sales for a fashion company and have been given some high-profile clients, raises, etc. And I want the best for my friends, but I also want to feel appreciated. It only happens every so often, but it might be slight digs, undermining, or just not really acknowledging it. I don't want to seem big-headed if I bring it up, and part of me wants to cut them loose so I can grow. Is that bad? Haha. Any advice?
Oh, Layla. Buckle up, babes.
Yeah, this is...
this is an interesting one.
Yeah, like, I resonate with that. I've had that happen at many points in my career with different friends, some that I'm still friends with now, some that I probably did cut off for that reason because they're just, like, not a good person to have around. But it's so frustrating how, like, common this is. And, like, I feel like innately as humans, like, we're obviously, like, there's a level of, like, jealousy within us. I think that when it comes to friendships, I just think it's so hard. Like, people shouldn't project their own, you know, feelings onto other people. Like, you're doing well, that's great. And I hate that. I've had it before where I've been like, I can't talk about that.
Yeah, because you know that, yeah. It's interesting. There's nothing worse as well, because I think it puts you on edge a little bit. And I think there is a difference, right? I always say there's a difference between being jealous of someone and being envious of someone. I think if you feel like, oh, I'm a little envious, I think that to me, I don't know the actual definition, so maybe it's the other way around, but in my head, if someone's, if you're slightly envious of someone, it's like, oh, I'd love to do that as well. But like, I feel like jealousy feels as if it comes from a place of, I would rather do that instead of that person. And I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah,
it's okay to like have a moment and go, oh, do you know what, I would love to do that as well, or I'd love to do that job, or I'd love to work with those clients, or that would be amazing if I could do that too. But I think that is a very different headspace to it. Why have they got that? I don't have that, and I would rather that than them. I think there's a difference.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on, because there's been times where my friends have said something and I've been like, oh, you know, oh, I'd love to do that, or wow, you know, it does. Mm-hmm. But even I feel like, I think it just depends what stage of life and what's going on, because there's times where you're more sensitive, I think. Like, you know, for me personally, it might be things like I'm single, and like, it sometimes, you know, if it's someone getting engaged or a wedding or whatever, like sometimes I can just feel a bit like, oh, you know, like I wish that was me, or like it can make me feel a bit like emotional. And it's like, that's just life though. Like that's how it goes, and that's absolutely fine. But I think it's just how you deal with it. You know, like you don't go to that person and be really rude about their engagement, or say, do you know what I mean? Like you just don't act like that. And I think if you've got friends that actually act on those feelings, like, yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a big difference between like envying someone a bit and then actually being jealous of like the things they're achieving and like actively trying to make it so that they, you know.
Yeah, I hate the slight digs. Like, I'm like, if you're going to say it with your chest. I am just not a dig kind of person or a sly thing. I call them truth jokes. And I think that they happen way too often and they're far too commonplace. Like when they're like, I'm just joking. No, you're not.
Yeah.
It's a truth joke. So now I just look like the nutter because I look as if I'm being overly sensitive. And don't get me wrong, there might be a case of that in certain times. Like you say, if you're feeling particularly sensitive about a particular subject or something, sometimes I check myself and go, Robin, you're being oversensitive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are other times where I'm just like, you don't, it's not making me feel good. And yeah. I think there's that saying, isn't there, where like people forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And I think that's so, so true. There's been times where I'm like, I don't know why, but they make me feel uneasy, or I don't feel like I can trust them, or I feel like this, I couldn't tell you what they've said wrong, or, but it's usually because of how they've made me feel in a past situation. It's like your body, your mind, everything about you like remembers it. And that's the trouble. If you're already feeling like this, Layla, like if you're already feeling it's like slightly undermining, it's like digs, they're not really kind of acknowledging things and things like that. The trouble is once you've felt that, it's really hard to go back.
Yeah. And you've said at the end, you're like, part of me wants to cut them loose so I can go, is that bad? Haha. That's not bad. Like that's no, like that's, I think as we get older as well, friendships change. We've spoken about friendships before, but like they just change so much. And I think that it is so important, especially like these like 25 to 30-ish age and eras. It's so weird. Like you're supposed to have everything figured out, but you definitely don't. And I just think that you've got to have, they say, what is it, that common saying? It's like, you know, you are the five people that you surround yourself with. And I think sometimes you have to check yourself with that genuinely. And especially, it sounds like you're absolutely smashing it. And like the last thing you would want is to take away from that trajectory because of the people that are around you, because they're making you feel shit.
Yeah. And also as well, there might be a happy medium, right? Like you don't have to go feel like cut off, never see them again. You can distance yourself from someone and just see them a little bit less often. And I sometimes think that can actually just really fix it. I've done that in the past where I'm like, let me just like, instead of that being that kind of best friend, close friend, you know, tell each other everything kind of relationship, it's like, let me just step back just a little bit and create that little bit of distance. And 9 times out of 10, that works. And it's fine to see each other every few months. And I find that I might be wrong, but from my experience, you find that people that have kind of maybe grown either up with you, or they see themselves as a similar start in life to you, or are more likely to have that kind of jealous, envious thing than people that just meet you at that point in your life.
Yes.
When you're already there.
Yeah, that's very true. I was just thinking about it. Like I recently have become part of like a private members club that I was invited to. And it's a lot of like similar minded people, different levels in their career in things like entrepreneurs, but also people that work within businesses. It's not just like business owners or anything. But like, that's a great place. Like it might be sometimes like we've touched on this before, but like you have different friends for like different things, and like maybe those pals that are, you know, undermining you a bit and causing you a bit of grief, like maybe they're not the ones to talk about your career stuff with, and maybe there's some other places you can do that, like maybe going to a networking event or looking for like, you know, things like members clubs and stuff, or like networking evenings and like events that are in your sector and stuff like that. Just because then, like you said, Robin, if you meet someone now in life, it's less likely that they're going to be have that streak of, you know.
Yeah, because they don't look at you in the same way as like, why them, not me? Because yeah, they've never been in your circle, so they haven't got that comparison with you. Also as well, like to play devil's advocate, you might find like it might feel like slight digs or kind of undermining or just not really acknowledging things, but sometimes it's because if you have got a really unusual job, like, you know, you work in sales for a fashion company, it sounds very fun, very cool. Sometimes people just don't actually know what to say, like, because they can't relate. So sometimes they kind of like either try and play it down because then that feels like they can relate to it, or they do the opposite where they kind of just don't really mention it because they don't really know what to say. And so that could also be happening.
That's true. That is very true, because I know that I've got friends where I don't fully kind of understand, not what they do, like I kind of get that, but like they'll talk about things to do with work and like it'll get very specific and I'm like, whoa, like I don't really know where we're at now, or, you know, Dave in accounts, or, you know, I was gonna say Karen, I thought that's very predictable, but you know, this person and that person, and it's yeah, like, you know, I'm really pleased for you and that's great, but like I don't know who these people are. Like,
yeah, no, it's hard. Yeah, so sometimes it's just that, it's like not being able to relate. And also as well, every industry is different, right? So when you're saying something, it could be such a big deal in your industry and they don't have any context because they're not in it.
Yes.
So like, for instance, my brother, he works as like a scientist, and he got published. I did not know that that was a big deal because I don't know the industry. I don't know that being a published scientist is like a much bigger deal than if you're just, because in my head, my brother's always a scientist, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And he'll even be like, I'm not a scientist. And I'm like, right, don't know. You know, like,
what?
Like, I don't get it. But I'm just, but again, I think it's just like giving, I guess, them the benefit of the doubt and maybe explaining it. So like my brother would be like, no, this is a big deal, you know, like that I've been published. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And
yeah,
you know, they kind of get the recognition that they absolutely deserve. Or if it's like me, my job is so random and so different that I can think, oh my gosh, this is a really big achievement for me. Like family or friends might not see that achievement, but yet there'll be something that I think is not a big deal and they look at it as an achievement.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it can be context, which is hard.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, like I don't think a lot of my family understand what I do, like at all. And sometimes they really undermine me because they'll be like, oh, so you're this, or like, and it's like, no, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Like I'm explaining exactly what it is. And it's like, sometimes you're just not going to win and it's probably better to just leave it, because otherwise it will upset you. And you're just like, well, you know, you got to talk to the people that probably get it a bit more, because otherwise I think if you speak to the wrong people, it can, yeah, I don't know, the reaction can be bad when actually it's just them.
Yeah, no, it's true though. And you can find yourself getting hurt and like frustrated, yeah, and things like that. And it's like, actually, it's just context, and actually they're just not the people to talk to that, yeah, about. Or like sometimes they'll give a, you know, a perspective that you're like, okay, they don't get it.
Yeah, you do have to pick and choose, because also like, you know, that sounds like your job sounds fantastic and like it sounds difficult, fast-paced, like you've got responsibilities there. There'll be other people that just don't have the same priorities and what their job is, and that's absolutely fine, but like they just won't understand like what your day-to-day looks like and like the responsibilities that you have. And like, you know, you work in sales, I worked in sales for years, the pressure of that, like people that haven't done it don't understand it, like, you know, they don't really get it at all. Like I've had friends that have never had a targeted job, never had a KPI in their life, and it's just completely different.
Oh, it's all consuming, isn't it?
Mm.
It's just all consuming. But you're right, if you've never been in that situation, you don't know. And then also, I do also think that they, you know, there are maybe a small percentage of people that perhaps just are a little bit envious and, you know,
yeah,
and jealous. And then there is that, you know, or there's that classic thing, I think. I really don't believe in it. You know, when people are like, oh, they're just getting a bit too big for their boots. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, who decides what size those boots are? You've decided.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just a bit of a put down. It's a bit of a, like, you know, just let, I think, yeah, you got to let people have their moment as well. Like sometimes you even know that your friend is being a bit whatever, but you're like, do you know what? I'm just going to let you have it this time. You go, you know,
you're right. Yeah.
Moment, and that's fantastic. And like, even if I don't really know what it is or whatever, I'm like, yes, go on. Just because you never know when you're going to need that back as well. So
it's so true. And sometimes you do think, oh, your friend has been a little bit of a show off in this moment, or they are getting a little too big for their boots, or whatever expression you think in your head. But you're like, you know, they'll come back. They're a good person.
Yeah.
They're having a moment. It's fine.
Yeah. I think it's a really interesting topic, this. And I think the main thing is, like you said, Robin, don't necessarily cut them off, Layla. I think that, you know, if it gets to that point, then do, you know, if they are making you feel that bad, then yeah, it's not worth it. But there potentially might be other kind of like areas or new people that you can, you know, speak to the career stuff about and it not be as big of an issue because, you know, they're on the same sort of level as you job wise and things like that. But it's, I think we get to this age where friendships are so integral, but also you don't want bad energy around you. So I think you have to kind of make that decision. If it's really that bad, yeah, have a conversation with them or don't, and just take a step back, but equally maybe mix up the people that you're speaking to about it just to get that support.
Yeah, create distance, I think, would be my top tip. Just allow that distance between you guys, and then I think a lot of things sort themselves out. And sometimes they'll push your boundaries and kind of like, you know, want you to kind of still be at a certain level or whatnot in terms of friendship. But I think just kind of sticking to your guns and then actually just knowing, actually, I'd rather them in my life a little bit than not at all. Or maybe it's not, maybe you just don't want them in your life and then that's completely different. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like just having them a little bit would be a perfect happy medium.
Yeah, nice. Hope that helps, Layla.
Oh, I really do hope that it helps, because it's not nice. It's horrible when you feel like you're in a situation where it's like slight digs undermine. I had it so recently, actually, with a relatively new friend, and then I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna create some distance, and it seems to have kind of sorted itself out.
Yeah,
it's just kind of knowing where you sit and where you balance all the friendships. It's not easy. But thank you so much, Layla, for writing in. Please do give us an update. We love it when we get updates. It's so nice. And thank you for listening to Extra Lippy with, of course, Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. And we're going to be back again on Tuesday with our main episode.
Yes, we shall. And if you've got anything to send us, please keep them coming. Email them, contact@looselipsproduction.com or @theloselipspodcast on Instagram. And don't forget to please rate, subscribe, send us any feedback. That'd be amazing.
All that good stuff. And of course, you can get us on our personal socials, as always, @RobinRichford with a Y and @SophieHLBrown. And we will see you next week.
We shall.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.